This is the podcast for Monday, April 8th, 2019, Theories of Knowledge. So to begin with, questions on Chapter 1, which is all about truth and knowledge. See if there's anything that's come up. Questions from last time. I might mention a few things. Make sure everybody's on the same page. It's like it's thinned out a bit in here. I will say that the... I've got a roster here. I'm going to pass this around maybe 10 minutes before class is over at like 3:10. And while I'm doing the exit quiz, I won't collect those, but I'll give you the quiz questions, and then I'll go over the answers, and may use some of those actual questions on the final. I might write them up on the board, or I think I would probably just give them to you verbally to make sure to sort of go over what we just talked about, make sure that you're able to perform well on the test and understand the material. So so I'll pass around this roster about 3:10, 3:15 when I start the exit quiz. If your name's not on here, just write it down at the bottom. This is from... This is from, I think, last Wednesday, and there's a few late ads that I don't have on here yet. And a bunch of people in my office before class didn't get a chance to get a fresh one printed out. So also make sure, you know, that you're enrolled in all and only the classes that you wish to be enrolled in this term. If you're scrambling for credits, you dropped something and you couldn't make it to add another class, I still got my internship open, and I've got a couple of spaces left open in my ethics class if you're looking for an additional class. It's an online class, so you can talk to me after class about that. Okay, let's talk about truth and knowledge. So, and this is, I'll say that this distinction between truth and knowledge is sort of fundamental to all of philosophy, so it's like super important. And, speaking of which, let's see, got a philosophy club meeting tomorrow at 12, you can show up for extra credit. For students in the class here, so 10% of your grade is these exit quizzes, which basically means being present for the exit quiz and putting your name down on the roster, so, and staying to the bitter end. So keep that in mind. I do have class recordings that I'm putting in Moodle that I just added a link to today in case you do miss class. I think there were a couple of students who had the road that they need to go down flooded out because of all the rain. So I understand, you know, I assume that people will have problems with getting sick, with car trouble, what have you. So that's why we have extra credit opportunities. So you can go to the philosophy club. You can... what else? I'll see the philosophy tutors. Both those are, and take the philosophy survey, and all those will count towards extra credit and can make up some of your absences. But it's important to be here for credit and also just to be up on what we're doing. But in case you miss, I have those recordings available here on the recording. I also might use these recordings for a future class, which is just online. Okay. So philosophy club this week, Tuesday. What are they doing? 2 to 3. Also, the student club I advise for, Young Americans for Liberty. This week, Tuesday 11 to 12, and also Wednesday 12 to 1, the lunch hour, if anybody's free and you're interested in talking about liberty with your fellow students. I know I got at least one confirmation. We'll see who else shows up. I'll put these in Moodle as well. Okay, but on to truth and knowledge. So what is truth?
That which corresponds with reality.
Excellent. That which corresponds, truth is that which corresponds with reality. More specifically, truth is a quality of what? Like truth isn't a thing, like it's not like a physical object, right? Truth is a quality of thing, a thing that exists. Yeah.
It's a quality that applies to a belief, statement, or proposition that describes the world.
You're missing a little bit at the end there. So you said it's a quality that applies to a belief, statement, or proposition which describes the world.
And how it is.
How it is.
Accurately.
Accurately, right. Yeah, so again, to take the old stock example, you know, 1,000 years ago, even if the majority of people believe that the earth was flat, it was never flat, right? It's always the earth has always been round. It's not, there are some people that think the earth is a sphere, right? And the earth actually isn't a sphere. It's sort of spherical, but it's like an ovoid. It actually bows out in the middle where it spins on its axis. It bows out in the middle. Some people think that planets have circular orbits, and they're actually elliptical orbits, right? So your subjective mental state does not determine external reality. To quote a similar statement, facts don't care about your feelings, right? So just because you have a belief or you make a statement doesn't make it true. So when you're trying to discover the truth about the world, you gather evidence, you consider it, you compare it with other evidence, you think about the quality of the evidence, the reliability of the evidence, you try to get evidence from a variety of sources, you think about your own internal biases, and we talk a lot about these particular things in critical thinking. And then you try to come up to some conclusion about reality. Your conclusion about reality is not about you, it's about the world, right? So truth is about the world, is not about your subjective mental states. Now, there are some things that are true about your subjective mental states. Like it's true that you have certain beliefs, right? So if I have a belief, like what would be, I think of some belief that I would have, that I do have. I believe that the meat only diet is unhealthy and likely to send you to an early grave. I also believe that the meat only diet is a fad that's, you know, sweeping the internet. And so those are beliefs that I hold. Now, those beliefs are true, in which case that actually is, you know, that those beliefs are true if it turns out, in fact, that people who are on the meat or only diet do go to an early grave. There's indirect scientific evidence that that's the case, but I guess we'll have to wait, right? and I might say, well, there's other evidence. There's you look at these blue zones where people live to over 100 years old, Okinawa, some parts of Central America, areas of rural China. What are the people eating? They're eating grains. and they're not eating like polished rice. They're eating like, you know, brown rice. They're eating like whole grains, beans, legumes, lots of garlic and onions, and lots of plant foods that have pigments in them, like black beans. They're eating blueberries, nuts, seeds. Right, so they're not like eating meat only, so that's like a piece of evidence. You look at like the as far as like in the Western world, the people that live the longest are the Seventh-day Adventists, and you can, like, there's this area in Loma Linda, California, where there's like a whole bunch of Adventists. It's like Seventh-day Adventist Central. They're a sect of Christianity, and they're vegetarians, and a portion of them are vegans, and they follow these people for like 20 years. And they saw, oh, okay, well, the vegetarians look a lot better than like people eating the standard American diet, and the vegans, they're the best, they're the most healthy American population, and so